work so far. As we come together tonight, as parents, you know that I'm proud of both my sons. They're both capable Bible teachers and can present God's Word very effectively, and that was evidence with Jonathan's fine sermon this morning, and it was sobering and thought-provoking, and I appreciated it very much. He also made a point that I want to reemphasize about the children here. We've got seven young, very young children, and soon to be 10. And he said that parents and grandparents alone can't make the difference. And that was true when Jonathan and James were growing up. People like Tracy and Cindy and Kay Wilcox and others made the difference in those Bible classes. And all of us can make the difference for these young people that are here at Southside. And we're a family, and the family can make the difference for our youngsters. I would be remiss if I didn't thank Bruce for the song selection tonight. I asked for the first song that he presented, and then Alleluia may be my favorite song, period. Just about brings tears every time. Anyway, tonight let's talk. To begin today, I would suggest that we're all focused on time. We spring forward, we fall backward. Some just want to leave time alone and just not change time at all. We're focused on what time we're going to get up and what time we're going to go to bed. We're focused on when we need to go to school and what time we need to be at work. We're focused on going to shop and taking time to do that and to exercise and to socialize and go to ball games and take care of our daily task. When someone asks us how we're doing, we say we're busy. We talk about being busy as a bee at work. We tell everyone that we're busy. At home with our family, we say we're busy. We seem to be juggling multiple tasks and telling ourselves we're busy. And pretty soon, we're so focused on being busy, it seems normal. While each of us probably has our own written list of things we need to do that keep us busy, or at least a mental one, some of the typical reasons perhaps include the things we're doing is we got to deal with school, we got to deal with our jobs, we got to deal with homework, we got sports we need to watch, sports we need to play, civic clubs to attend, school clubs to participate in, we've got to exercise at home or go to the gym, and the list continues. Sadly, we're living busy lives, and we think we're busy because perhaps, first, it's just easy to keep adding tasks or events to our schedule. For some of us, it may give us pleasure to be busy. Often we brag about how busy we are. Perhaps we're afraid to slow down. Perhaps by staying busy, we avoid dealing with some of the problems of life that we're facing. Maybe we've forgotten how not to be busy. We've now spoken of our focus on time and our effort to do 36 hours of activity in a 24-hour period. We've talked about how busy we are. And, well, among the unwanted consequences of this hyper-busy lifestyle, we often find frustration and helplessness and tension and exhaustion and feelings of being pushed, pulled, torn by a multitude of different things. When we look for answers, where we find that some of the solutions we're given are prioritize your task, manage your time, delegate the work to others, holler, "Uncle," and say enough is enough. We're told the issue is one of perspective. And you know, that's right. It is a matter of perspective. The problem with what we've discussed so far is that our focus is on being busy on earthly matters. While I realize that in the few minutes we have together, I may not convince you to slow down or to not be so busy in your daily lives, I do have a suggestion for your to-do list. In our hymnal, the songs we sing in our worship are often designed to instruct as well as to praise God. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." The songs we sing teach and admonish us. The songs help the word of Christ dwell in us richly. One of those songs we sang a moment ago, and it was written by the English businessman William Longstaff in the late 1800s. He took his faith very seriously when he heard a sermon using 1 Peter 1, verse 16, which says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." He wrote a poem. Longstaff managed to get this poem published in a Christian newspaper, but that might have been the end of it, and he was pleased. But as it turned out, George Stebbins, a musician, had seen the poem, clipped it out, filed it, and years later he needed a hymn on the subject of holy living. He remembered the poem. He set it to music. It has been a favorite now for more than a century. It's number 118 in our hymnals. Take time to be holy. In our overactive, time-challenged, busy lives, we must take time for God. In spite of how busy we are living our earthly lives, the children of God are to be holy. In 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16, "But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" In in Hebrews 12, verse 14, it says we need to pursue holiness or sanctification in the New American Standard, "for without it we will not see the Lord." Let's look at this song for a moment and consider the verses about what it means to take time to be holy. To begin, there is a need to take time to be holy because it's mentioned in verse 2 that the world rushes on. We've just talked about our focus on time. We've just mentioned how busy we all seem to be. We've listed several of the things we're doing on a daily basis as we live our hectic, fast-paced lives, which are filled with activities that consume our time. Before we let those activities of this world consume all of our time, let's remember the instruction of James, the 4th chapter, verse 13. "Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit.' Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Truly, we don't know what we will face tomorrow." Paul Cook walked in the back door here last September when David was here holding the meeting. And he had asked a question months before, and I said, "I'm ready to answer you." And he said, "Okay, what's your answer?" He had asked me when I was going to retire. So I told him. And before a second had passed, he said, "If you live that long." And he was right. I was being presumptuous. It was 9-10 months away. I was being presumptuous. Truly, we don't know what we will face tomorrow. Regardless of the years we live, our time is brief. You know, 2 years ago, my best friend was diagnosed with cancer, and they've told him at this point to enjoy his time with family. A year ago in November, another dear friend of mine was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Went to MD Anderson, and they fought it, truly. And his funeral was in October. One of our co-workers was diagnosed where I work in September. I went to her funeral last Monday. a classmate of mine from grade school and class of 70 when I graduated high school. I went to her funeral last Tuesday. She was only 4 days older than I am. Regardless of the years we live, our time is brief. If we are not careful, time will have slipped by and all our opportunities to do God's will have passed. Just as the title of the song says, it takes time to be holy. Holiness doesn't just happen. We must seek holiness. Hebrews 12, verse 14 says, pursue holiness or sanctification, New American Standard, without which we will not see the Lord. Holiness is not a one-time action. It must be accomplished over time. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1 says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Vine says the word perfecting means to bring through to the end. It takes work to clean the dirt of sin off ourselves. It takes effort. It's not a one-time activity. If we're not careful, time will have slipped and we won't have devoted ourselves to doing God's will and what He says it takes to perfect holiness, which is to cleanse ourselves from the defilement of flesh and spirit. It's not easy defeating Satan. It's not easy. It's not easy overcoming the attraction to sin, which 1 John 2, 15 through 17 describes as the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Once described by a preacher as the devil's avenue of approach. Truly, holiness must be pursued with diligence and the result accomplished with effort. Time is precious. We must not waste it. Not only must holiness be pursued and perfected, it is a fruit of serving God. Romans 6, 22 says, but now having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome eternal life. Holiness and the outcome is eternal life. God also tells us the result of our labors to be faithful in our service to God by putting off the old man of sin and clothing ourselves with righteousness results in holiness and eventually, through God's mercy and grace, eternal life in heaven with God. Do you want that? I do. Truly, taking time to be holy must be a priority in our lives. What do you think are some of the ways we can take time to be holy? Verses 1 and 2 suggest we spend time with the Lord. Verse 1 of the song encourages us to speak oft with the Lord and to abide in Him always. Verse 2 says, spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Verse 1 encourages us, forgetting in nothing His blessings to seek. You know, this song is directly speaking about prayer. Yes, taking time to be holy means we need to pray. Do we take time to be with the Lord? Do we take time to pray to the Lord who is ready to intercede on our behalf? 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 14 and 15 says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It is important. It is essential that we never forget that Christ understands us. Christ came to earth and was tempted and gave his life for us, having conquered sin. Because of Christ, we can go before the throne of grace and plead for mercy and find grace in those most difficult moments we face. Hebrews 7:25 says, therefore he is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Ephesians 3:20 is familiar. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. This means Christ will speak on our behalf. I find this infinitely comforting. How about you? This song also says we should not forget to seek God's blessings. As examples, James 5:13, is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He sing praises. And James 5:16, therefore confess your sins one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Prayer is powerful. We commit a great mistake when we fail to pray. Verse 1 of the song also instructs us to feed on his word. The familiar passage of 2 Timothy 3:16-17 tells us that all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, for correction, for a training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. You know, every week our news and notes includes a Bible reading, set of verses for every day of the week that leads you through the Bible over the course of a year. In addition, and that is also in the track rack. In addition, there's a quarterly reading plan in the track rack that leads you through the New Testament in 3 months. We have to take the opportunity to read God's Word. We cannot overestimate the importance of finding time to be alone with the Lord through prayer and study of his Word. When you combine the thoughts of spending time with the Lord, abiding him in him, spending time with Jesus alone, speaking to the Lord in prayer, and asking for his blessings, and feasting on his word as we read his instructions from God, think of the blessings that abound. We truly have instruction from God that regardless of how hectic our lives are and how busy we believe we must be, we must take time to be holy by praying to God and by meditating upon his word. Another way of taking time to be holy is by spending time with those of like precious faith. Verse 1 includes the thought that we need to make friends with God's children. Acts 2:42 says the early Christians steadfastly devoted themselves to fellowship. Hebrews 3:12-14 says, encourage one another day after day as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. How can we do that if we're not together? As we continue, verse 1 of the song also says we should help those who are weak. 1 Thessalonians 5:14-15 says, our duty is, we urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, Be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Galatians 6, 1 and 2 adds, Brethren, even if anyone is caught in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, 10, So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are the household of faith. We should love one another enough to use our abilities to help one another. I would suggest to you that the strongest person here has moments of weakness where we can make a difference. As a statement of fact, we have members here who hurt physically and who have faced or are facing disappointments. We have members who are not as strong spiritually as other members. This is just the way it is. We must not be so busy that we don't have time to love each other and support one another, spend time with each other as we have opportunity. We can build one another up. Have you ever had a tough day where it seemed like it was your day in the barrel and everybody was throwing rocks? Had some of those. And thankfully I could call Charles and he'd make the day better. By taking time to be holy, there are benefits we'll receive. First, we'll have inner peace and we'll have happiness. Verse 3 says, Be calm in thy soul. One way this happens is again through prayer. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Every day, I have things that are very important to me that affect either my family or myself or perhaps one of you. I find that I am more at peace with myself and life itself if I pray about my concerns. And I would also add, perhaps you have the same result. When I pray about them, things seem to get better. Another song we have is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. You know, I think of those words often. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I especially think of verse 3, which says, Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? You know, when I feel that way, I find peace when I take my concerns to God in prayer. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3, encourages us to grow spiritually by avoiding wickedness. This verse speaks of the man of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. How often do you meditate on your scriptures that you're reading? I'd suggest to you what my teacher, Dwayne Laws, used to say, meditation is to scripture what digestion is to food. Another benefit of taking time to be holy is we gain strength from the Lord. Verse 3 of the song says, Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, after David and his men's family and possessions had been taken by the Amalekites and the people spoke of stoning David, verse 6 says, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Ephesians 3:20 describes God's great power. I think we read it a moment ago. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. God has the ability to give us strength. Do you need strength? Do you need inner peace? Ask God. Ask God. Verse 3 also says, thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love. We're familiar with John 3:16, which speaks of God's love for us. When we submit to God and are led by his Spirit, Galatians 5:18, verse 22 of Galatians 5 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For each of us who belong to Christ, isn't that what we want? Isn't this a great reason to take time to be holy? Simply stated, our goal as Christians is to become more like Christ. This is our ultimate goal. The song says, like him thou shalt be. Galatians 3:27, for all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. 1 John 2:6, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. 1 Peter 2:21, for you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. Paul speaks in Galatians 4:19 to the Galatians about wanting Christ to be formed in them. Of course, to be like Christ means to do what he commands. A passage that's familiar to us, John 14:15, if you love me, Christ says, you will keep my commandments. When we become more like Christ, we will change, and the change will be noticeable. The song says our friends will be able to see the difference. The friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see. 1 Timothy 4:15 says, take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that your progress may be evident to all. Our songbook has a song that says, more like Jesus would I be, let my Savior dwell with me, fill my soul with peace and love, make me gentle as a dove. More like Jesus is how we must live. More like Jesus is how we must live. As we become more like Jesus, we prepare to serve him more fully. The song says, thou soon shall be fitted for service above. Colossians 1:10 says, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Do you want to serve God in heaven? D. Bowman once said, if you miss heaven, you miss everything. Let's each know truly that one of the benefits of taking time to be holy is becoming more like Jesus, and that's a goal we must have. You know, we began this lesson today discussing how conscious of time we are and how we are always trying to find more time. We talked about how we feel very, very busy. So to simply summarize everything that I've tried to say to you, take time to be holy is what we must do. Like the Holy One who called you, Be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. As we close the lesson, there may be someone here who is not a Christian. If not, why wouldn't you address that tonight? Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? Are you willing to confess your sins and repent of your sins and confess Christ as your Savior and be baptized for the remission of your sins? Everything's ready. We're prepared to help. If you're a Christian who has not been faithful, you know, we urge you to turn back to Christ. And if the sins are public and we need to pray for you, we can do that this very evening. If we can help you, I hope you'll come as we stand to sing number 310. But in your private life, take time to be holy.
Why keep Jesus waiting?